My friends, my brothers, my sisters in the Next 90 Nation. Oh my God, I am fired the fuck up in a good way. You guys heard me one time when I was talking and I was like fired up. I was fired up, like angry that people weren't rising up, angry that people weren't taking this content and actually doing something with it. And the reason why I'm so passionate about it is because I've seen single-handedly what has happened to my life and the lives of the men and women around me that are choosing. They're choosing to live this life, this 90-day challenge-based lifestyle fueled by the Warrior's Way, a movement that has eradicated men from their shit, that has liberated marriages, that has restored families and has filled bank accounts and filled up purpose in people's lives. Like, it is not something that is this pie in the sky bullshit, make you feel good, walk across hot coals. Trust me, I've done all of that stuff. I have tested so many things, and I can tell you without a shadow and a doubt, unequivocally look you in the eye and speak from a place of truth, which is how I operate, that this shit works and this shit matters, my friends. It really, really, really does. And I'm fired up. I am fired up because I have finally finished my certification. I have finally finished this massive amount of work. All this doctrine I have consumed. I have recorded video upon video. I've recorded 60 acceleration videos for you in the Next 90 Nation to be able to consume, to learn this doctrine. And you could take it as fast or as slow as you are willing to go. Now, we set it up in a 60-day acceleration, but really you can consume this content as fast as you want, it's acceleration. So some of us get behind the wheel of a car and we barely step on the gas. Some of us are like me and we just mash on that shit, let it go red line and then shift and red line again and shift. And that's the beauty about life, is you can go at whatever speed you want and whatever speed serves you. And so I am fired up because I have done the work and I am seeing the fruits of my labor. I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm only speaking from a place of fact, a place of certainty that I know what I have done in the last 90. I really do know what I've done. I wish I could share it all with you, but unfortunately I can't. You will see it, my friends. You will see it unfold in front of your very eyes. But I have done more work in the last 90 days than I have in the previous 12 months. And I feel like I'm just getting started on this journey. I feel like I just earned the right to start running this race at a whole new fucking level. It's like you ascend in belts, like in jiu-jitsu or, you know, taekwondo or karate. Like you ascend in belts and you can no longer go back and become a white belt. Once you are a yellow belt, once you are a purple belt, once you have these skills, you then level up to the next one and you start fighting in a whole new class. And when you fight in that whole new class, your skill set goes up even more. And so that's what I am feeling right now. And it all comes down to one basic principle, and that's stop fucking stopping. And I'm saying this to myself. I'm looking at the reflection of me in my new studio, which, by the way, manifested itself into my life in the last 90 days. I'm looking at myself and I'm saying, stop stopping, dude. Stop doing this to your family. Stop stopping on yourself. Stop stopping on your dreams. Stop stopping on your bank accounts. Stop stopping on my children. Like, we get in this comfort zone. And that comfort zone ultimately ends up becoming uncomfortable because we don't get what we want and we start sedating, we start running around. And what I have done in this work over the last 90 days is an example of what happens when you stop stopping. Things have gone fucking vertical. Those of you that know me know this. They have gone vertical. This podcast was born in the last 90 days. The Own the Next 90 was born in the last 90 days. The Next 90 Nation gear was born. These acceleration videos, hours and hours of watching footage and posting it has been done. Big names have come on the podcast. Like, people's lives are being eradicated. There are men that I'm working with, Mr. X, Mr. Y, Mr. Z, that are doing things inside of their lives and inside of their marriages that you're going to hear about, that you are going to hear and you're going to see, because they decided to go all in, not on me. not on me, on themselves. And they stop stopping. And it's so fucking frustrating because I've known this the whole time. I really have. I've literally just proven to myself that the next 90, this 90 day movement, this next 90 nation works. I just proved it to myself and I'm sitting here surprised. I'm sitting here on the podcast acting like, oh my God, this shit works. Yes, it fucking works. But like, I wanted to let you guys know this last 90, I took it to a whole new level. I started doing shit in my life that scared the bejesus out of me. And guess what? My life accelerated beyond what I thought was possible across the board, across my bank account, across my body. I'm the lightest I've been in the longest of time. Like, my wife and I have more stuff going on financially and sexually, intimately than we ever have. Like, my kids, like, they're just blossoming like little fucking flowers, and I'm there and I'm present and I'm absorbing it. Like, inside of my other relationships, I'm getting clear on what I want and shedding the people around me that I don't want. And it comes down to this, just not stopping, just doing something simple every single day. The core four, you know, the return and reports on your life. And are you getting what you want? Course correcting, the whole nine. And I was first introduced to the stop stopping concept when I was at Warrior Week almost 3 years ago. And it was, I don't even know what time, it was probably midnight, and we'd been in the ocean and we were cold and the waves were crashing on us. We were tired. We'd fucking killed ourselves all day. And we had an army crawl and we had those annoying orange life vests on, those ones that you slip over your head and you like put around your waist, and like, it's there's no way you look cool in them, and they're completely awkward. Like, you're like, what do I even do with my neck? I don't know. And we had an army crawl. And Garrett J. White, who's my mentor, he's the founder of Wake Up Warrior, which all this doctrine, all this code has been built upon. He's like, I don't know, 200 yards away. And we're army crawling and it's late at night. I'm thinking, okay, as soon as I get to him, this is over. Like, I'm going to be the first one. And there was about 10 of us men, and I'm crawling fast, and it sucks. It's cold and it's sandy and our elbows are bleeding. And you got this awkward orange giant vest on, and I'm crawling, and I can see him, and I'm starting to create space between me and the other men. I'm like, it's gonna be over. As soon as I get there, man, I just want this to be over. I want to go to fucking bed. You know, I'm all in my head. I'm so tired. I'm feeling sorry for myself. And I get within like 2 feet of him, and he takes 10 steps back. And so I hurry up, bam, 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 get right to him again. And he takes a step back, bam, 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 bam. Keeps taking a step back, and I keep going faster, and he keeps moving back farther, and I keep going faster, and I'm like almost in fucking tears right now because I just want to go to bed, and I'm so tired. I'm cold. I'm wet. I've got sand in areas I didn't even know existed. And he walks over and he puts his foot on my back, almost on the back of my neck, and he leans down and he goes, why are you looking for the fucking finish line? This is your problem, Nick. This is why you're here. You keep stopping. You keep thinking that there's a finish line, and you stop. And that's why your body looks like this. That's why your bank account looks the way it does. That's why your marriage is the way it is because you fucking are looking for the goddamn finish line and looking to celebrate and relax. He's like, but life is not about that. He's like, this is over when you stop looking for that finish line. And you just keep on going no matter fucking what. And it's so simple, but yet it's so hard. I was like, what the fuck, man? And he's right, though. Like, I had stopped so many times in my life. If you guys knew the amount of money that has come and gone in my life, the amount of opportunities that I've wasted because I just stopped. I got comfortable. I thought that I deserved to be there. I deserved to be there. And I just stopped, and then things just passed me by. People, opportunity, you know, money just flew out of my bank accounts. And because I just became comfortable, but then eventually I found myself more uncomfortable than I was on that beach. And it's a powerful lesson, my friends. Like, where are you stopping in your life? Where have you come up short? What is the thing that you know you need to do right now, but you're just unwilling to do it? You've stopped. You've pumped the brakes. Is it your dream? Is it your marriage? Is it your relationship with your kids? Is it that investment you should make? Is it that investment you should sell? Like, what is it? Where in your life are you stopping? Where in your life are you stopping? And you don't need to go fast. You can actually speed up by going slow. Like, I kept speeding up and then he kept moving back. I kept speeding up and he kept moving back. And when I just started going slow and I said, I will be here until as long as it takes, it actually ended. it actually ended and I was able to go and rest and reflect. And the biggest gift that came from that is like, I have to stop stopping. And what I've just shown myself in the last 90 days and immersing myself into this work, into this warrior doctrine, into this manual, becoming a certified trainer shows me what's possible when I stop stopping and I actually fucking commit. But guess what, my friends? This is the beginning of the beginning. I've just earned the right to get to the start line. I've just earned the right to start doing more work. Yes, I'm going to reflect and I'm going to celebrate. That is a very key factor in this. We must stop, recalculate, celebrate, recalibrate, and go. Celebration is key. Celebration of where we've come. When I look at the last 90 days, I have so much to celebrate. So much going on in my life. I am so fucking happy and I'm so looking forward to the next 90. I truly am looking forward to the next 90. So I ask you today, where are you stopping in your life? Write that shit down. What have you stopped on that you need to do that serves you? Now, some of you need to stop doing some shit. Some of you need to stop doing some sedation things and some bad habits that are keeping you from going. So maybe you need to stop that. But what are the things in your life that serve you that you need to stop stopping on? Write that down. Write it down, people. Email it to me, nick@ownthenext90.com. Ask me questions, nick@ownthenext90.com. Go get your gap map, people. Like, this is a tool that I use. I'm actually going to do this gap map this week because I got to look at the next 90. I've started a challenge for the 10 of you that I chose. I know that I got tons of emails, and thank you, by the way. If you're listening to this and you email me and you weren't selected, I am so sorry. I was overwhelmed after I went on my rants and I really started digging in. People started emailing me left and right. And so unfortunately, the first 10 that I reached out to wanted all in. They ponied up what it was required and we are off to the races. Those of you that are not, I gave you some options. You can go and check your email about that. If you would like to join our next challenge, you can email me at nick@ownthenext90.com. More importantly, go to ownthenext90.com. Get on the email list. I'm putting together some crazy cool content. These acceleration videos are going to come out. A couple of you are going to get them for absolutely free. There's nothing required other than the commitment and the desire to level up your life. Now, unfortunately, not everybody will get them for free. It's not because I need the money. That's not the fucking fact. I don't need your money. What I need you to do is commit. And if you don't fucking pay for something, the piper is always paid somehow. And if you don't pay the price for it, you won't appreciate it. So my friends, I am fired up. I got date night with the wife in T-minus 15, so I got to get the hell out of here. But my friends, I want you to stop stopping and I want you to fucking start. Start living the next 90. Live the life that you've been called to lead. You guys know that there is greatness inside of you. And I'm giving you the formula. I'm giving you the tools. I'm giving you everything, but it only works if you actually work it. Head over to ownthenext90.com, download that gap map, stop stopping, and start living the best life you were meant to live. And in the meantime, my friends, I'm going to celebrate this previous 90, and I'm looking forward to the next 90. And until then, own your next 90, and I'm out.